USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Sally coming ashore this morning in southern Alabama and along the Florida Panhandle. The big rainmaker is moving very slowly and could dump as much as 20 to 30 inches of rain on some parts of that area. In Pensacola, Florida, they've already seen a lot of rain. Mike Wood is a police spokesman there.
We have officers that are doing rescues as we speak that were not able to travel to these homes where homes are flooded, and they are going through the water on foot, reaching these people to try to get them out of their homes.
The wildfires rage in several western states. As for Oregon, fires have burned over 1 million acres now. 10 people have died in the state, and 2 towns near the California border have been destroyed. In southern Oregon, the wildfires have impacted over 40,000 people, destroying over 600 homes. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
After missile strikes in Israel that originated in that area, Israel says it's carried out airstrikes in response against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip early today. It follows the signing of a peace deal at the White House yesterday that the United States and President Trump helped broker between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. The deal broke with years of Arab policy that there be no normal relations with Israel until peace was reached with the Palestinians. The Big Ten reversing itself now, saying it will try to stage a college football season this fall. The conference announced its plans this morning to have games start as soon as October 23rd. It's a big change from last month when the league said that there'd be no fall sports this year because of the pandemic. President Trump is clearly happy about the news that Big Ten college football will be happening after all, tweeting this morning that it's great news. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New Mexico dealing with a bit of a mystery in the sky. Hundreds of thousands of birds have been found dead across the state and in parts of Colorado and Texas as well. Some experts say the wildfires on the West Coast may be to blame, forcing the birds to migrate early. Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. Miami Marlins owner Derek Jeter might be giving Tom Brady an eviction notice. Jeter rented his home to the new Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback back in April, but now Jeter has put that nearly 22,000 square foot home on the market for $29 million. The walled estate on 1.25 acres has 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, and 8 half baths. It's believed to be the largest residence in South Tampa. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.